In tennis, the 77-year British drought is over. Andy Murray became the first British male since Fred Perry in 1936 to win Wimbledon yesterday.
I don't know whether you realize what you've done, but boy, how does it feel to hold that trophy now?
Yeah, it feels slightly different to to last year.
Sound courtesy of ESPN. Last year, Murray was defeated by seven-time champ Roger Federer. The second-seeded Murray needed 3 hours and 9 minutes to complete a 6-4, 7-5, 6-4 triumph over Novak Djokovic. Checking baseball scores, Jared Weaver outdueled John Lackey, and the Angels blanked Boston 3-0. Mike Trout and Hank Conger homered to help Weaver improve to 3-4. Elsewhere, Baltimore ended the Yankees' season-high six-game winning streak 2-1, and the Mets beat Milwaukee 2-1. Jeremy Hefner allowed a run and 2 hits in 7 innings. In the American League, it was Cleveland over Detroit 9-6, Toronto passed Minnesota 11-5, Tampa Bay defeated the White Sox 3-1, Oakland beat Kansas City 10-4, and Texas trumped Houston 5-4. In the National League, Philadelphia 7, Atlanta 3, San Diego fell to Washington 11-7, St. Louis won against Miami 3-2, the Cubs edged ahead of Pittsburgh 4-3 in 11 innings, and Arizona topped Colorado 6-1. In golf news, Jonas Blixt shot a 3-under-67 to win the rain-delayed Greenbrier Classic by 2 strokes. Finally, in NASCAR, Jimmy Johnson became the first driver since Bobby Allison in 1982 on Saturday to sweep Daytona races, winning the Coke Zero 400. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.